It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I have nothing better to do than to sit and talk with you all. I have some personal dilemmas coming up, and I thought I would lay them out for all of you and see what you think. Above Top Secret has perhaps the greatest minds on the planet, and I don't know if anyone will even listen to this. I imagine Ian McLean will. He listened to my last one. Thank you, Ian. You're a great guy. I am coming up rapidly on retirement, and yet I find myself strangely in fear of that same retirement, something I have worked for my entire life. I don't know how to not be a cop. I went in the Marine Corps in January of 1980, and I've either been a Marine or a cop my entire life. And I'll open my soul here, and I will tell you that it's more than just not knowing how to not be a cop. It's how do I stop being a violent man? My entire life has revolved around violence in one way or the other since becoming an adult, I should say. And strangely now, I find myself perhaps addicted to the adrenaline. There's no way to describe the 2 o'clock in the morning call when everything's quiet and you're sitting there and the radio comes across and tells you there's a riot with shots fired. You put your car in gear. You turn on the lights and siren. You floor it and you head that way. And from point A to point B, during the transition, so many things run through your mind. You unsnap your holster. You're thinking about where the carbine is in the trunk, where the shotgun is. You're thinking of your options, your weapon options when you get there. You're thinking about what you might find, which is a waste of time because if you do, you're always wrong. But most of all, you're thinking, could this be it? But from the point when that radio call comes in until it's all over and you're leaned against your car smoking a cigarette, you will never, ever feel more alive. It's like nothing I can describe. There is an awareness level that you reach when you know that you are going into voluntarily a life-threatening situation. You know you're ready. You know you're prepared. But you also know that you could die. And I know that professionals term it fight or flight. I'm sure it has a psychological name that I don't know. But whatever it's called, it is a moment of overall life clarity. You see things more clearly. You think at a speed far faster than your day-to-day thought process is run. You're focused. The adrenaline is coursing through your body. How do I leave that? How do I leave taking the little girl who's lost in the crowd to to her parents and seeing the smile on her face as I walk away. How do I leave Granny Smith giving me a hug because I came to her house at 1 o'clock in the morning and went into her basement and scared the ghosts away? How do I leave that? How do I leave the personal one-on-one confrontations when they're so much a part of me? And those of you who are cop bashers or whatever, feel free, jump on me. I know. You know, there's a higher enlightened level of human that I apparently have never reached, which I freely admit. I'm a throwback. That's who I am. I am a man of violence. It's all I've ever been good at. Some people can sing. Some people can play guitar. Some people can play piano. Some people are great speakers. Me, I can fight and I can shoot. So, when I come out of the Marine Corps, I had a choice. Mafia hitman or police officer. I chose to be a cop. I perhaps have not been as successful as I would have liked to have been. And that's my fault. Because success in this career means moving up and out of the action. And that's something I just could not allow. It's almost a feeling of fear to not be able to feel that rush, that one moment in time when you are more alive than you have ever been in your life. I felt it in the Marine Corps with 2 tours in combat. And I became addicted, and I cannot, for the life of me, imagine doing without it. And yet, as strong as I am, I cannot combat the years. And the years are coming. And this is a young man's game. And in many ways, I am not as physically capable as I was 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. Now, many people will say that you make up for that with wisdom, intellect, experience. And I suppose that's true in some ways, but in other ways, that's bull. And the reason it's bull is because it's all about the physical confrontation. It's all about the violence. It's about the adrenaline rush. It's about the life or death, the fight for survival every single day. When you wake up and you strap that gun on, we don't put the gun on because we need a belt to hold our pants up. We put a gun on because at some point during that day, we could be called upon to use it. Well, like I said at the beginning, I'm faced with a decision, and I will make that decision. And I suppose that whatever decision I make, I'll live with. But thanks for listening, and everybody have a good night. This is Semper out.